The first thing one expects to see when entering a church is a font, and our church is no exception. This Norman-style font, dating from 1450, originally stood near to the Bushel Gates, because entry to the church was via the tower door. It was replaced in 1875, but was reinstated some years later. This 15th century font is one of two we own, and it attracts much interest, as it is the one used for the baptism of Emmy Lyon, a blacksmith's daughter from Ness, on the 12th of May 1765. Emma Hart, as she was later known, became Lady Hamilton and also the mistress of Lord Nelson.
The window over the font depicts biblical stories of the sea. It was dedicated to and commissioned by Commander John Monk, who lost an eye and severely damaged a hand in the Napoleonic Wars. These injuries earned him the nickname Nelson. Was it a coincidence that it was installed adjacent to Emma's font? The window was in fact commissioned 5 years before his death. That in itself is somewhat unusual. The exploits of Commander Monk were of major international significance and provide for further exciting reading for those who may be interested.
We are now standing at the west end of the church at the Bushel Gates. Five rows of pews were removed and glass screens were installed in 2004 to create a reception and social area. This was part of the church's vision that was conceived in 2002 in order to make the building more user-friendly, have the church open for longer periods, and to promote the image of the church in the town. The social area is used extensively on Sundays, both as a meeting place and for refreshments before, between, and after services. An ecumenical drop-in facility meets here on Thursday mornings, and this attracts a good-sized regular clientele from all sections of the local community. Here, various local churches take it in turns to provide a cake stall that they run in conjunction with a tradecraft stall. In addition, there are youth meetings and business meetings from church and town. A small shop with a good selection of greetings cards is also a feature.
Our kitchen has, for some years, been used as a vestry. Hiding on its west wall is a colourful window by Clayton and Bell. The subjects for the window in the three sections are the Nativity, the Ascension, and Christ with the Elders. On the west wall, we see an elaborate set of wrought iron gates. Dating from 1913, these now form an entrance to the tower from the nave. They are dedicated to Reginald Bushel, who was one of the church's wealthy benefactors and also a very prominent figure in Neston town. The gates now provide an effective and ornate screen for the entrance to the toilets and to the bell tower.
Immediately above the Bushel Gates, we can see a Royal Stuart coat of arms preserved from the first church. Following the restoration of the monarchy in 1660, churches showed their allegiance to the crown by hanging such coats of arms over their entrance doors. This example is believed to date from the reign of Queen Anne. It shows a shield between the lion and the unicorn and beneath the crown. The four quadrants of the shield indicate the unification of the English, French, Scottish and Irish thrones via the emblems, three lions of England, the fleur-de-lis of France, the Irish harp and the Scottish thistle. Looking still higher above the Bushel Gates, we can see a replica of a 12th century arcade of five Norman arches. A trick of the modern lighting gives the impression that there is a candle in each arch, the Neston candles, as they are affectionately known. In the earlier church, these arches would have been open, giving a view of the bells that hung behind in the tower. James Doyle, the architect of the present church, replicated these archways along with the archway housing the gates, in order to form a link between the old Norman Tower and the new building of 1875. A further link is that the first pair of arches leading from the tower to the nave is also in the Norman style. On the wall to the right of the Bushel Gates is the original Neston Female Friendly Society Charter, founded in 1814, that was rescued from the Town Hall Council Chamber in 2005 during its renovation period, and was placed in the church for safekeeping. At the top of the first pillar on the south side of the nave, the carved head is thought to be that of St. Benedict. It is possibly a reminder that the church was built under the patronage of the monks of St. Werburgh's Abbey. The carving on the opposite pillar is decorated with the face of an unknown monk, who may have been a benefactor of the church, or the abbot of St. Werburgh's when the church was first built.